Laut jüngsten internationalen Zahlen werden im Jahr 2055 ein Viertel der Bevölkerung in Australien über 65 Jahre alt sein. Damit steht die Altersversorgung vor neuen Herausforderungen, der wachsenden Nachfrage nachzukommen. In den letzten 15 Jahren haben sich die Angebote der Altersversorgung gewandelt. Eine große Veränderung ist die Einführung von My Aged Care, ein Callcenter und eine Webseite, die die Bundesregierung 2015 ins Leben rief. Ältere Menschen können dort Angebote anfordern, die ihren Bedürfnissen entsprechen. Terry Leo-Leos vom Rat der ethnischen Gemeinden in Neu-Süd-Wales.
So if you are over 65, you are aging and you need support at home, that would be the first tick that you'll need. If you have a Medicare card, that's a good indicator that you're probably eligible to be able to apply. But the best thing to do, call the My Aged Care call centre, tell them a little bit about you and what your needs are, and they'll be able to support you and help you along the way to decide whether or not you're eligible for these services. Many people think that they're not, and they call, and they're very surprised to find out the sort of services they can access here in Australia.
Die Angebote von My Aged Care umfassen Dinge wie Rasenmähen, Einkaufen oder komplexere Aufgaben rund um den Haushalt, bis hin zu Hilfe bei der Suche nach Wohnung. Die Bezahlung für diese Leistungen ist angepasst an die individuelle Situation. Es gibt auch Unterstützung für Menschen in finanzieller Not, so Terry Leo-Leos.
There are options of paying up front. There are payment options where you can pay every month or with every service visit. But they also have hardship options. So if you're finding it hard to pay, if you're financially in a position which is difficult, and many of us share that space at the moment, it's always important to let the service know you're finding challenges and that you will need some sort of alternative ways to pay your payment. No one here in Australia who needs aged care but financially can't afford it is ever left off the support. They don't fall through the cracks. It's important that you let people know so they can accommodate you.
Interessant ist, dass die Gemeinden multikultureller Menschen in Australien schneller altern als die Gesamtbevölkerung. Laut dem Statistischen Bundesamt werden in wenigen Jahren 30% der Bevölkerung über 65 Jahren einen Migrationshintergrund aufweisen. Mary Patetsos von der Föderation der ethnischen Gemeinden in Australien sagt, es bestehe deshalb eine besondere Dringlichkeit, auf die Bedürfnisse der älteren Migranten, auch Called Australians genannt, einzugehen.
What we're essentially saying is that Called Australians need to understand what services are available to them. They need to be able to communicate those their needs in their own language, and they also need to be able to talk to people so that they can understand what services are available, so that they can make informed choices.
Das My Aged Care System bietet Informationen in verschiedenen Sprachen an. Dennoch, so Experten, sei es für ältere Menschen oft zu komplex, da es Computerkenntnisse voraussetzt. Dazu die Beraterin Rafaela Lopez.
People who are over 70 and they did not have access to a technological education, so they're not computer savvy. And they still going to have a lot of issues in using the service.
Doch es gibt auch Hilfe, am System angeschlossen zu werden.
It is important, however, that whenever you are concerned as someone who speaks a second language, contact your local migrant resource centre, contact your local ethnic communities council or your multicultural worker or a worker who speaks your language. Let them know through your social support groups, I have this need and I don't know where to go, and they'll be able to show you how to access My Aged Care and how to get the best support possible.
Resti Sanch ist 81 Jahre alt, kommt ursprünglich aus Spanien und wohnt in Melbourne. Vor einer Knieoperation organisierte sie jüngst Betreuung. Sie weiß nicht, wie man einen Computer bedient und forderte deshalb Hilfe per Telefon an. Doch dies war auch nicht einfach, so die über 80-Jährige.
I had to make a lot of phone calls. The phone number they gave me ended up being in Queensland. From Queensland, I think they took me to Canberra. Well, it took me a lot of phone calls until they finally came.
Doch die Mühe hat sich gelohnt. Nach ihrer Operation genießt Resti nun sanitäre Ausstattungen im Badezimmer, die es ihr ermöglichen, zu duschen und das WC zu benutzen, für die sie finanziell Zuschuss bekam. Außerdem kommt alle zwei Wochen jemand ins Haus, um im Haushalt, um beim Putzen auszuhelfen, für $15 im Monat. Vor ein paar Tagen, als sie Hilfe beim Einkaufen anforderte, besuchte sie eine Beraterin.
In that interview, they asked me whether I could drive and I said yes. But at the moment, because I'm like this, I need someone who could take me shopping. They asked me, for how long? And I said, at least for 6 to 8 weeks, and then I'll be able to drive back again. So now she took everything in writing, and I'm waiting for them to tell me yes or no.
Durch kulturelle Unterschiede fordern aber nicht alle älteren Menschen Hilfe im Alltag an. Laut Rafaela Lopez erwarten Eltern oft, dass die Kinder dies übernehmen.
It's very easy to, you know, cross the road and go and assist your father. But here that, you know, we have this thing called the tyranny of distance, and sometimes children can buy properties quite far away from the city. So it becomes really a very difficult situation for children to help their parents when they need practical support.
Laut Lopez haben ältere Menschen Anrecht, Hilfsangebote anzufordern.
They have paid for it. They have contributed to the economy of the country, and it is their right, and they should use these services, which are there to make life in the community easier, and so they can stay at home longer.
Wie bei den meisten technischen Neuerungen kommt es auch beim My Aged Care Programm ab und an zu Problemen. Terry Leoleos ermutigt die Benutzer, Feedback abzugeben.
It's so important. We are taught as multicultural individuals, don't complain. It's not the polite thing to do. In our community, we should be grateful for what we have, even if it's not perfect. But the Australian government and the Commonwealth is saying, no, we want to hear from you. Because every time we tell them something goes wrong, it's their job and their responsibility to fix it.